What?
Not that doesn't really. You do it during the first week before the 7th, you know.
Yeah, we have New Year's. I don't know. Yeah, New Year's.
Yeah, we're not meeting on New Year's.
New Year's is over anyway. So
the following weekend.
8 or the 9th.
Hold a minute. Are we talking about the January meeting of this board?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know this, but we can. I thought we'd normally be meeting during the week. Is that not the case?
No.
That's true. We try to accommodate people with varying schedules.
Okay. So the next one would be a weekend. I was just suggesting not the New Year's weekend. People are going to be
hard. No, not New Year's.
Oh,
no,
not
around the 8th, which is no longer New Year's.
Gotcha.
I think it's going to be PMD nominations and possibly other chairs. I'd say we do it on a weekend while we have more time.
Right.
So weeknights are limited to 3 hours. And a weekend can go for 4 or 5.
And additionally, weeknights are just very hard for me. I currently have about 6.
I know, I'm saying weekend then for this January meeting because of the tasks involved.
I move to Saturday the 8th. Is that
Saturday the 8th? Any problems with that?
It'll be fine. You can go travel.
Right, Saturday the 8th. We just done our first action beyond election.
Sunday the 8th? Saturday the 7th. Sorry, Saturday the 7th.
From west to the south center and
generally, we've been having meetings around 1 o'clock on Saturdays. So, first of all, Brenda?
Who would we email for the proposal of place of meeting?
For now, email me, and we're going to see who's going to coordinate that in the near future. Martin, do you have questions?
Yeah, for this meeting on a weekend, I would appreciate you getting it done in the morning, because 1 to 4 is all, that's all day.
Yes,
you can't make time in the morning, you can't make time for
7 to 2.
9, 7, yeah, earlier.
Okay.
10 to 2.
10 to 2 work for everybody a little earlier, so you can have your afternoon before you have
to go to bed.
Excellent. 10 to 2, January the 8th, lunch.
He looks right at me. Yeah, okay.
February, a month later, I'll pull up my February calendar. Would give us around the 12th of February. Is that acceptable?
Can we do it the week earlier?
No. Lincoln's birthday? Yes, summer?
We usually alternate 1 month to Saturday, the following month, weeknight.
Understood. Our precedent has been altering every other one.
So yeah.
I'm trying to push from my own schedule because I work literally 60 hours, and then 7 a.m. Monday through about 6 a.m. Saturday, I'm gone. So we'll try to make it, and I have another board that meets Wednesday, which is just a nightmare. The 9th, is that
Wednesday?
Yeah, sure.
February
9th. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
That'll end up being at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. somewhere. Location to be decided. Now, the introductory meeting, the sort of board training, I was going to suggest if we got January 8th, maybe the weekend after that. Well, we meet on the 8th. We can do it the 15th or the 22nd. Which one is
the
22nd? The weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, if it's one of those 2 days.
Yeah. PMD members aren't going to be, anybody who gets elected will probably be en route or getting ready. It's held the week before.
How many members of this board will be on the PMD?
Four.
Four members. and you think that'll be a likely travel? When is this looking to
get? It's the last weekend of January. I'm just saying the weekend preceding it, you're getting your life together. If you have to go to town, depending on how you're going, it's just people are hectic. They're usually.
And emotions and everything
comes right through. Yeah,
well,
it's just
hell. It's a week in advance of the TMB meeting.
A week in advance of the TMB meeting is just like looking through hell.
Are there a lot of meetings on the phone until before, you know?
For the TNT?
Aren't there like...
Yeah, it sets up your life like nobody
else. There's a gentleman that I've invited to be here who is a parliamentarian, per se, board facilitator. And I'm going to... You have raised your hand, Steve Goldsmith. Thank you for being here.
Hi. I'm a long-term supporter and
a big HSA supporter.
And I've worked for about 15 years as an executive director of an agency. So I've been sort of trying to help out with it. And a suggestion might be, I think this orientation idea is really terrific and would help get everything going. So I was going to suggest for the comeback thing, if the only thing you're doing... the main, most important thing to do at the board, at first board meeting, is to do your PND. Perhaps the suggestion would be do your orientation, and at the very end of the orientation, convene a board meeting for the electing the delegates. We would combine them both into January 8th. But it would mean giving a full day to cover, you know, like 9 to 3 or something like that. You know, like,
so you're suggesting that meeting on the 8th might be a longer day?
And do the orientation training, and
then
at the end,
take
your board
member. Yeah, Jimmy, I'd like to speak in favor of that. You know, I realize for those who, with your schedule, the weekends are the only time, but some of us also have other commitments on the weekend, and so the idea of taking all of these weekends for me, for example, is a problem. So I like the idea of taking the whole day rather than screwing up yet another.
It sounds like a very good idea.
So I think it's a great idea.
I just wanted to concur with that. I'd much rather do like a 10 to 4 and do half board training and half election.
Right.
Just devote the day to it. I'll get extra food. But, you know, I mean, seriously, because, yeah, just weekend after weekend, it's like that at the national level. That's what makes me burn out. So yeah, thank you. Wonderful idea. We love you. One day, that one.
My grandson's birthday, and the earlier we can start, and the sooner we can finish, the better.
Very good.
We start at 9.
I'm starting at 9.
Are we okay? Is 10 to 4 okay with everybody else?
Yep.
Okay, and thank you very much, Michael.
Lamont. You don't need all the time, then that's going to take all the time.
Yeah, what do you
think?
You should
think
it's a
battery.
Reminder, this is going to be board training.
Right.
We'll have it, you know, it'll be scheduled, and we'll fill the time very profitably for us. We're going to have to gain from this.
Okay, one other aspect, but we just have meetings on Tuesday, Thursday. Are those ruled out?
Yeah.
They're not ruled out. Tuesday is probably better than Monday, earlier in the week. Jim?
Just, you just wanted to be enough to end out March and move along.
Thank you.
Same thing.
Okay, very good. So January 8th, we're called 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an orientation and a TMB nomination meeting. And then February 9th, which is a Wednesday, 7 to 10, both locations to be determined. And because we're running short on time, we'll leave future dates for the future and we can get on to our agenda.
Great.
I'll take 2 minutes real quick. I wrote something out just in case I end up in this seat today. And I've tried to talk to a lot of people to figure out how to fill the shoes of the chair. And it's important that you guys empower me to empower you to get things done. I'm here as a facilitator, essentially, so that there can be a clear voice and get things done. So I suggest we kind of put together some ground rules that give us the opportunity to collaborate and build unity. I'll just read my notes. It'll be easier. So I found it very useful to start each meeting by agreeing on a couple of basic ground rules. We may add some amendments as we go. But to boil them down, there's one ground rule per set. That's the basic thing, and I think that's part of why we're here. Respect for each other and respect for the body, and my role to lead the meeting. You've just elected me, So I need you to give me the respect and authority to run the meeting. In turn, I will give each of you the respect to provide a way for you to be heard and to have the maximum impact and the positive growth of our extremely valuable and important station, APSK. The four ways to break it down, one person speaks at a time. I want to especially address that. And unfortunately, Tim's out right now. Can we get him in on this? I'm kidding. That was it. But we'll remind him once for one person speaks at a time. Can you hear that?
He's watching me early.
He is. This is second guideline, no interrupting the speaker that's been recognized. If somebody's been recognized to speak, let them speak, please. Don't turn it into a dialogue. Let them have their say. One person's going to run the meeting. They elected me to do that. Allow me to do that. Let the chair run the meeting. I know sometimes people start to overstep that. And we try to use respectful terms for the people we may disagree with. If we're in disagreement, make it a disagreement, not a shouting match. Not something condescending and putting them down. Can we all agree on these basic guidelines? Is everybody in agreement on that? Excellent. So, Michael?
I agree with all of those. I have one additional one, which is I think there should be a time for public comment in every discussion that we have prior to a vote.
I'm not going to lay that as a basic ground rule of the board and how we act, but if you want to add it as an item to our process as a whole, you can bring that up at a later time, respectfully.
Okay, I'll explain why I think it should be part of the commitment we have to each other at the board. I've been in the outer circle at many of these meetings. I've also chaired the program council for a long period of time. I think that the discussion of this board is enriched by the participation of the people who are not necessarily members and would alleviate some of the factionalism that people have referred to, because there will be an opportunity for other voices to be heard in every discussion that we have.
In response, this is the people's station, it's the voice of the voiceless, and that's why we're here. So in respect to that, I offer the exact same set of ground rules to the audience.
Absolutely.
So that people, when they're given an opportunity to speak out, they will be given an opportunity to speak out without being shouted over. They'll be treated respectfully, and we expect the same. We also expect, again, I'm asking the audience to allow me to facilitate that to happen. So the same guidelines are applied to everybody. So again, and Ken, I know you go ahead.
Yeah, I have one other issue, and I'm curious this kind of a forum. I would, just as a board member, be very supportive of you of being assertive, because I think a lot of times when things get out of hand is when the chair lets it go.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out light, and then it gets louder and louder, and it gets more confrontational with the chair, and we as board members support you as the chair to do the job we've elected you to do. Then we can have a meeting like we've had tonight, which seems very civilized.
Thank you. And that's why I've armed myself with a gavel. Thank you very much. And that's all I want to say. You guys empower me to empower you to be the board. So we've come to this agreement. When a situation arises in the future, as it may happen, that's the moment we kind of check in and say, do we still want to abide by this rule? I think we will. The next order of business on the agenda, we can want to do town hall. We've shrunk our time, but we'll have 5 to 10 minutes for the town hall. Ken?
Town hall. I see no reason not to validate the work that was done, and without any further discussion, have the board vote to support this town hall meeting. The last LSD was negligent in calling town halls. And in the absence of that, the outreach committee and other committees were formed and did proactive action and established a town hall and promoted it. And, he who does deserves the support. So I don't see any reason to withhold our support, even if the town hall meeting doesn't meet with all of our wishes. It's there, and it's necessary for us to have a face with the public. I applaud the people who construct it.
Thank you.
So I think we should just go ahead and approve it, especially since we've already, the promotion has gone out.
Thank you.
I'd be very brief. I'd ask for it to be on the agenda for the exact same reasons that Ken just spoke to you, and a second way to
okay. And just a reminder, if you want to speak, full hand raise will help, because I won't necessarily notice a pen or finger, or it could be anything happening. But Rodrigo, I think you're next.
Thank you very much. So, we've enough leaflets for you to take, and I want to welcome The way that it's going to be, basically, it's going to be an opening, and then Jeff Donation is going to give a little history of Pacifica, and then we're going to have these two speakers, and then there will be a time for management to address too, and then the rest of the time is going to be dedicated to the people, to the programmers, to speak, you know, to ask questions. Basically, almost a full of more than half of the town hall should be dedicated to the people, so the people can speak up, you know, about all the issues, programming, whatever they want. And just to clarify, for Jennifer, write up, you know, kind of a question, you know, if management was invited, yes, of course, you know, we want management to be there. Alan, Misty, Bob Sanders, or you, whoever, you know, wants to come, welcome.
First, I saw in an email that you were offended that you didn't know about the town hall meeting, and you weren't personally invited. And I just want to say that town hall means everybody invited that wants to go and speak. And I hope management comes. I hope management doesn't boycott it like they think that they would do. And everyone can go and speak tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Summer? Or actually, Kim was next.
No, it's Summer.
Summer?
Okay. I need to get out. I guess what I have to say, yes, it's already a done deal, so it should be supported, but I share the same objection. It was never brought before the board. This is not a board town hall meeting. This is something that I'm glad someone's putting on, and it deserves station support like many sponsored events, but, you know, I was objected to having it on December 11th. Okay, we weren't consulted. It wasn't voted on. It was never brought to us. We had no participation. The board did not participate in this. And I appreciate the certain committees participated, but I was there at the meeting in Santa Monica. I don't remember this coming up for a vote at all, and I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you didn't say something about it, but I don't ever remember saying it was only a set of complete then. There was stuff going on the air, as I recall, at that time sponsoring this event. It's not convenient for me to be there on December 11th. I can't participate in this. We're already maxed out with meetings with TMD and LSP and the way the election structure is for December, because this is my busiest work season with my mother. And I'm here, they're earning money today. And I just, like, the reason you get objection is because the board wasn't included. The board was never presented with an idea that said, let's have a town hall. When should we have it? Let's bring him in. Let's bring management in. It's the same date, I think, as the thing that gets put on by Western Sonali. December 11th. But what I'm saying is the reason, it's not that people object to this thing, to these speakers. I think it's great. Everybody likes to hear Cynthia McKinney. It's that the board, you're going to end up, whatever negative action came, became because, in fact, many of the people on the board, the first time we heard about this was when we heard the announcement on the radio. That was the very first time I heard this was happening, and I've only missed one meeting. This was the last meeting. It didn't make forum, so it isn't because it came up at a meeting I wasn't at. It was never brought to the board. So just to clarify, Dion, okay, it wasn't brought to the board. We didn't vote on it, and nobody consulted with us to find out when it should be done. I mean, we all think December was the time that we wanted to have a town hall meeting to see we weren't busy enough with all the other meetings going on, serving on this board. Because I can tell you, some of us would have said, we need to do it. So anyway, thank you. Okay.
Not only did I not hear anything about this until this, I never even heard about the outreach committee meetings in the whole year I've been on this board. They were never announced to the board. They never had any reports to the board. So this comes as a surprise, and it's really weird because it's this is December 11th, and we had a board meeting on December 11th. Which nobody even checked to make sure that this thing didn't wasn't at the same time as the December 11th board meeting when the LSC was supposed to meet, until somehow John changed it without asking anyone. Also, who's paying for Susan and Kimmy to come? She doesn't live in LA. Who's paying for it?
Yeah, they can do money. Okay, and next on the queue, I'm going to put Lydia up front. She can answer this question, and we'll
go back. Several people in the outreach committee passed the hat, and we all paid for the ticket and the outreach, and just because that's what we always did when we out, when I was on the outreach before, we never had a budget. We just, you know, we didn't have a town hall to pay for it. But the other thing is, rather than say I didn't hear it or I did hear it or whatever, my understanding was that all your meetings are recorded, and so perhaps there's a recording of the meeting in Santa Monica. And again, my past experience of when you're on the LSC, the meetings sometimes get so long
that you kind of get prone to that when people are just giving their committee report. So that used to often happen. And sometimes, you know, just alerts us all that we really have to have better system coffee or tea or whatever, that we really need to pay attention even to the committee meetings when they're reporting out.
And let me just take a privilege to respond to because Chuck, you mentioned me and you're mentioning that. When we have our window, we'll make sure that you get it. At that meeting, I listened very carefully to what Rodrigo had to present to us, and there was a lot of things going on with motions and hirings and firings, and that seemed to be the primary focus of what you're delivering. I don't personally remember hearing about this town hall meeting. I just don't, personally. Just my own recollection. We've already heard from two other board members, maybe three or four, that say they don't recall it. And it was a fairly focused meeting. So if it was on the minutes and it's on the tape, it may have been just something glossed over. But the concept of a town hall meeting and why I responded in an email was that, yes, the board is responsible to have town hall meetings. We really need to do that. We need to involve the public. However, this didn't go through the board in my impression when I was the vice chair. I didn't see it presented to us, or it wasn't on an email, it wasn't, hey, come on and join us, it wasn't, we need to get your approval, and then I called the station didn't know anything about it at the time. So it seemed to be people organizing something without going through due process, and it seemed disrespectful to the board, and it seemed going around a process that's there for an important reason. And I think when I saw the flyer that says KPSK, and union of this and committee of that, it sounds really legit. But I haven't been asked, and I'm on the board, not at a meeting. That was my impression of it. So to lend legitimacy to the station, and we just don't even seem to know about it. That was my thing. I'm going to let you go.
That's your thing. This is what I did, right? So, yeah. You were there, we were there, and actually on the meeting, when we decided, the programming oversight committee, you were not present. You haven't been present. And we were present only, I think, twice at the programming oversight committee meetings, Kaufman. You know, so on the meeting of September 27th, was Lisa Poole, John Wenger, Fred Sanders, Regina Juarez, and then listening members were Shannon Glass, Mo Mansour, Rob Macon, Israel Foyer, Alice Sochetsky, and all the listeners, Omar Burdett, John Gary, Thomas Paul, and then Matthew. So, and the motion was passed. We moved approach together with our committee and the new KPSK and Federal Staff Union presented a new form of programming which will include management and programmers to be held on November 6th. When I presented to you, and let me make a good recommendation to you, Mr. Chair, you really gotta also be more respectful when we talk. Because not only didn't pay attention to it, because I said I have to give them information, even Ms. Alice was there, we are friends that we passed this motion. And then you said something about, oh, well, it's not in writing or something, you know, I don't know what it was you, right? Now, not only that, but that day, we also passed a motion on the ICE rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And none of the items, I'm sorry, for the meeting with Eastern Program Director about, you know, the ICE rate and the situation with the ICE rate program. Okay, well, how respectful is from where was the secretary of not even being able to write down what was given and writing by me to you, you know, so it was scanned, in fact, just like I stood it in. Okay, and let me finish it, right? Now, we accuse management, but we should accuse also ourselves. Who from this board has the morals to talk about respect? We are supposed to have two town halls a year. How many town halls we have had this year? No. If anybody else isn't doing this work, every of us should be thankful that we are at least fulfilling half of what is required to be done.
And because we're in
the... Because you talk a lot too, you know, so let me finish it, right? So I do proud to know what Mr. Ken said, you know, and I would say, you know, call out and move on, you know, do our work to come, we'll do it, you know, and hopefully this next year, we'll be more respectful. not only management, but we, as LSD, to the bylaws that are right here, and we follow up these bylaws.
And I'm just going to take a moment to answer you. In the interest of time, keep in mind that we're shrinking our time available for the other issues we want to deal with. And with all due respect, Rodrigo, thank you for putting the event together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to show you every bit of respect I possibly can, because the board needs to do those things. They really do. And I want to thank Reza. I understand you're involved with this. Thank you. And Dion, thank you very much for putting this together. It's something we need to do. And the board's going to function more cohesively in this direction. We're going to learn what is going to be the most respectful manner to proceed, so that make sure we're all on the same page, we're all on the same board, and we all hear this together. So my apologies to you. I tried to handle getting your motion out to the people. I had assigned the duty to one of the other board members to please transcribe it digitally. That person ran out of time, and that's okay. And so when the deadline came, I went ahead and took your copy, and I scanned it, and I sent it out that way, and I got it moving. So I tried to be as respectful as possible based on my schedule. So a few people fell through the cracks, so I still tried to make it happen. So thank you. If you want to continue the discussion, you can. If it's the board's will, and I just several people want to do it.
Mariana has her hand up, and she hasn't spoken at all. I feel like the fact of the matter is that the flag already went out, email already went out, the event is already going to take place. Mm-hmm. And KPFK is supposed to be a station of the people. This is how the meeting that KPFK needs to have. KPFK needs to be accountable to the people. People need to hold them accountable. So I feel like it needs to happen. If they argue over how it wasn't made known to some people, that's already happened.
So they need to support it. It's in motion.
It's problem.
Absolutely.
Call the question.
And you call the question?
Yeah.
What
question?
The question
that what I originally said is that we go ahead and endorse this meeting. Yeah. As it's been promoted, that the board, the LSD, is completely behind it, and the station absolutely validates it.
Anyway.
I just want to make a comment. What she said is absolutely correct. That's a nicety and a formality. This is on-the-ground promotion work, which is the hardest thing to do, get things out in the real world. They book speakers, they book the hall, they're promoting the event. If we were to hoity-toity and procedurally oriented, make it happen, we've got to recognize it. And it's not from other faction or from another political party. It is specific. It's taking place during this event.
And
this I think it's an absolute...
I'm going to especially accelerate this because we're going to do it everywhere. I'm going to give representative of the station, Jennifer, like 1 minute to respond, and then we'll move forward.
Just a minute. I would like to also ask for the respect. I am the facilitator of promos and web copy on the air. I am the person who goes for media sponsorship. Please, if you are planning a town hall, involve me in the planning. I'm representing the station, and I am your conduit to promoting this event. I need to know about it. I first found out about it after somebody printed a ream of paper upstairs. I could have saved the money of the cost that cost the print paper upstairs from the printer and got that done in a better fashion using the station resources. Have you come to me in time? So now unfortunately, you say you've invited management. We are in a fund drive during those days. Now, I wouldn't have picked December 11th either had I been involved in the planning, because I knew that there was a fund drive coming up. So it puts us at a disadvantage. Alan can't go, I can't go, which I'm committed to. A holiday bazaar with the Afghan women.
That's what
I know there was something. I was tabling. So please, respect has to go all the way around. Respect the procedures and processes that we have at the station for promoting events. This is a KPFK event. We need to do town halls. It's required by the CPD. So, thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Keeping in mind the time, someone has called a question, but I did not hear an actual motion.
The motion is that the LSP supports this event, and that the station
sponsors it. Can I call the question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can I amend that?
Ms. Wolf.
I would just like to add
a friendly amendment.
A friendly amendment is that in the future, I would like when people in committees are planning events that they bring them to the LSD. Like, we're doing this because of
that's a separate person. I don't accept that.
Okay, fine.
We're going to address that in our orientation.
I hope so.
We're
going
to have a process that we all work together, and it's clear and it's on the table, and we can coordinate with the station and make these types of events even more effective.
The exception of calling the question you book.
That's what I was going to say, which was my point of order, which is we should call for the question, you just vote on.
So we'll, let's do this. So the motion is to support the event, is that correct, Ken?
Yeah, yeah.
And anything beyond that?
No.
We're supporting the event, second, following the comment?
Nope.
Someone
I called the question, the vote has to be done, or at least vote that to call the question. The two-thirds call the question, there's no more discussion.
Okay. Is there any, first of all, is there any objection to supporting this event? Unanimously passes. Motion passes. Secretary, you noted that motion and it passes. We're on to the next order of business.
There is just one thing. On this resolution, this is, let's say, the first resolution I think we passed, whatever. Send a copy of the fact that the LSP passed this resolution to the general manager and the program director.
And okay, so
that's,
you're asking me.
No, I'm out of order. I'm just saying that should occur with all resolutions. They're no good if we know about it.
I'm grateful that you're declaring yourself out of order because then. So you'll note that we have, again, Jennifer, our assistant general manager, here as a liaison to the station. So this information, everything goes on here, can go forward to the station and they know it. So by default, that's already handled, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. The next order of business was the consideration of immigration clinics. John Crumshaw, you have
it? It was a general manager.
I have a question. Do you take the matters on the agenda as they were proposed, or have they been rearranged by your system?
They were rearranged by me just to take my notes. And what I'll do is I'm going to respect that. Let me go first because this person on the agenda would smoke right along. Yeah, please.
Okay. I have a question because obviously one of our biggest jobs is to hire the new general manager. You made the point earlier that half of us are new and therefore took no role in that process whatsoever. I don't know what happened to it. I didn't know until you made an offhanded comment earlier that apparently wherever the process was at, it's been sent up to our union. Does that mean it went to the board? Did the board have approval of it? I mean, what happened? Can you talk about transparency? We talked about this.
Can you answer that?
Go ahead.
If you could just answer that question, what the process is and what we've done before.
Sure, but this is why I'd like to be an executive session.
The process,
the last time we were doing this, is severely compromised by breach of the confidentiality, which jeopardized prospective employees and subject the foundation to litigation because things ended up in indie media regarding prospective candidates for employment. And so we've gotten really strict guidance from the national office on handling it this time, so we handle it very, very confidentially. And
the general manager search committee?
Correct. And we submitted results up to the national office based on that guidance. And I can happily elaborate more completely in a closed session.
No, I'm not asking for the names of
folks. No, I understand that, but I mean even in terms of the process was somewhat changed by what occurred during the last general manager search committee.
Thank you. Jim, go ahead.
No, I'm not asking for the names of anybody, and I understand that because we had a similar situation when I was the interim general manager. So
you're around. I'm sorry.
So I'm well aware of what that process is. My question is a little further than that. I had a further question. You answered the first part of the question, and thank you for that. The next part of my question had to do with whether the process that was followed was a legitimate process or not. My understanding is that the committee that does that work has to be somehow authorized by the board to do it in the absence of the full board doing it. I don't know. Maybe somebody who's been on the board longer than I am can help me out.
It is a committee of the board. And it's a committee that has been elected and assigned by us to vet these potential candidates. And so that is the process by which they're working. That is the official process.
They were given the right to do that without coming back to the board. Is that right?
Yes. We were guided by the HR department to send the candidates.
That's not my question. My question was whether the board gave them the authorization not only to screen the candidates, advertise for the candidates, but then without consulting the board further to make whatever recommendations they apparently made to the executive director. That's my question. I didn't think that was in process. I could be wrong. I'm just asking.
So, Summer, were you going to have an executive session with us and bring names to us for further vetting for the board as a whole?
Well, it's apparently be too late.
No, we weren't vetting. Yeah, I mean, I have the decision, but we're not bringing to the board for further vetting. I'm happy in executive session to give the board the exact information on exactly how many candidates were interviewed and exactly what happened. But there was here.
Finalist, and you submitted that.
Correct, because it was concerned part of HR because we submitted a small but multiple pool of finalists that the protection and of the identities of whichever candidates were not selected be protected and not put out to the general board because of the confidentiality issues that we had last time, because we submitted multiple names, and so it was basically concluded that that
maybe was the case. Maybe you've been through this before. You understand? Maybe I'm not asking like that.
I understand your question.
I understand very clearly nothing
answered. If I may, a little further. If I may elaborate a little further.
Well, are we going to spend more than the 1 minute we've assigned to this topic? You said you had a question, so a minute or two, and we were kind of we glossed over that. Can I suggest we move this to the agenda for the next meeting? Then we'll continue to take it as
I think that what Jim is referring to, because he and I have this morning along the bylaws, is that the bylaws specify that the LSB must specifically designate a committee, thereby not taking upon itself participation in the vote. So I suppose if that actually happened, where the LSB said, no, we don't need to vote on it, we designate you the committee to do it, and there needs to be a record of that, because we don't want, you know, potential hires, the losers, the ones that don't get hired, to challenge the process. I mean, that's what we're all about. So there needs to be a record that said where there's a motion and the LSB, it happens sometimes. I wouldn't vote in that. I'm sorry. I think all of the LSB members are bound by confidentiality. If they violate it, it's a serious, you know, offense, and they can be voted off. But that's a different issue. We should all be at the same level, regardless. And so the whole LSB should, in my opinion. But anyway, you can do that, and some boards have done that. But there's a board vote that accounts for that. And did that vote take place as part of the
question? That's my question.
If it did not, then we open ourselves up to challenges and so forth. But I can also email people that portion of the bylaws, and there has been precedent for designating that. But do you have minutes that reflect that vote that designated a committee? It can't just be you have a standing personnel committee, for example.
Oh, no.
And then they have a committee. So it needs to be a board vote saying, we don't need to be consulted, and so forth.
I can answer that. If I may.
Just briefly, I know Israel's been involved with this. Do you have a comment that
I've been involved all the way he's right up at one point. They're not saying that they must have a delegate or something else.
No,
they may. You said must.
Oh, no.
Okay. Maybe I misheard you.
Yeah.
It may, but the board itself has the authority, and to my knowledge, this summer, I may not know this, my knowledge, the board did not delegate the total authority. It did to do the screening and all that, of course, but it should have come back to the board, unless something happens, I don't know about it, because I don't know.
Thank you. And the reason I let you speak from the audience is because you have specific knowledge on this case, and you're a former board member. Thank you very much, and great briefing.
Okay, if I may, this wasn't part of the standing personnel committee. It was especially voted upon general manager search committee to handle all the duties of that. So it wasn't a specific committee, and it was stocked with additional new people when the board turned over last year. I'll be honest, I don't recall a specific vote to that effect except for delegating handling everything to it. The last time that we were doing this, the board didn't even get to make recommendations of who was hired as general manager because of the confidentiality leak. The entire process was swooped up by the national office, and they just picked who they were hiring, and like the board didn't even have the participation level that we've had this time to at least say, here are our pool of candidates. And I would happily give a more elaborated report to the board itself in terms of how many candidates were interviewed, what the interview questions were, and what the final pool was.
Thank you, Summer. Just in the interest of diligence, we have 5 minutes, and then this meeting is done. We can continue this conversation, or we can offer the time to the Finance Committee, or John Cumshaw has asked for 2 minutes for Immigration Clinic. We also owe 5 minutes that we've agreed to give to the public.
Here's the point. It appears that through no ill intention whatsoever, you may not have done what you should have done. If the proper vote hadn't been taken to give you that full authority, I don't know if it wasn't. If you're worried about litigation, maybe this is just a lawyer. But I think at the very least, it would be, I would feel uncomfortable. In fact, I would do it on my own, just because of my own responsibilities as a board member, to let the executive director know that the process by which those names, apparently, I didn't know they had been sent to her, I'm sorry to hear that, that those names have been sent to her, have been sent to her perhaps in violation of bylaws through no ill intent of anyone, and that therefore they could be exposing themselves to liability. I think the prudent thing to do would be to revisit that question as quickly as we can and do it properly and not leave ourselves in this situation. Certainly as a responsible board member, I can't simply sit by and let this happen. I know nothing about it. And yet I'll be responsible for the losses to be dealt with as a consequence of what somebody may have inadvertently done wrong under the last board.
Now, I'm going to honor the two of you who have taken that thing, but I will remind people we have 3 minutes left and then the meeting is done. The next person on the queue was actually Omar. Do you want to talk? Or?
Oh, yes. So, this is my first time as LSB, but I wanted to also show concern, that it shouldn't be a closed, session when it comes to picking GM. And as well as having support of listeners, so definitely I feel that as a new LSB, you definitely have to follow the bylaw and not, show favoritism among us.
Thank you, Omar. And again, we have about 2.5 minutes left. John T., you're next on the queue. I'm honored as well.
Thank you very much. I have been trying for a year as chair. I thought I wasn't successful because I was chairing the meeting and trying to be objective. But I've been trying to get a public forum on this immigration issue. I've done a lot of work. I've been in law school. I have people who will provide the free service. I have one of my fellow students at People's College of Law is a pastor of La Placita. He offered that as a venue. There's another student in the law school who works for the Mexican consulate. The law school is interested in co-sponsoring. If we could co-sponsor with KPFK, if we could get approval from the board, I would be most appreciative. Then I could work with the outreach committee, come back to the board, and set forth plans for this.
So moved.
Am I glad?
John, I just need you to state it from the beginning because you said you were trying to move this thing forward, but you didn't say what this thing was.
I have the board's approval to pursue sponsorship by the LSD of an immigration clinic.
Yes.
So who's moving? Jim's moving.
I second.
Without second. Is there a brief discussion?
Yeah, I'd personally like to know
what
it is before we say, yes, we'll go ahead. I know everybody might get it.
You actually were not called on. I'm sorry, you were not called on.
I thought I was. I think I was.
The purpose of this would be to provide for a large segment. I have people who are bilingual, who are interpreters.
What are you asking from the board?
Yes.
Not to allow me to move forward on the LSD sponsorship of an immigration clinic for which I will come back and give you a complete work with it.
Might I recommend to you? Presentation to us of exactly what it is, and then we can. What exactly do you want? Do you want to use our name? Do you want money? What is it?
I'm only asking for the sponsorship agreement that we could co-sponsor a community forum, just what we're talking about here. I can see why they went outside the LSD to try to do that. I tried for a year as chair to get this through and never got beyond this point. I just want to get the okay to move forward with the LSD sponsorship of an immigration clinic that would serve the needs of the immigrant population to which the population would be involved and invited and which the station would...
We're at 10 o'clock, with all due respect, it's been moved and seconded.
Yep.
We're at 10 o'clock. We can move this forward to the yes vote. We have to finish this meeting.
Does Martina have her hand up before a witness?
I have a hand up.
I understand.
Can we move to a vote?
Yes.
Someone needs to move to 10 because we need to respect. check the schedules of everyone sitting here that agreed to be here at the 10 o'clock?
I believe we're setting the time 15 minutes.
Someone second that?
Second.
And we want any objections to extending our time 15 minutes?
I call the proposal.
I call the question.
I want to end this way. Within the next minute.
We've called those objections. The meeting's over. That's the dilemma. We need to add a little bit of time. We'll do it. One objection.
That clock's wrong.
I understand.
But technically, the meeting's over. I'm going to take a real quick hand vote. We extend the meeting 15 minutes. Aye, all hands up, 15 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's the majority. We extend 15 minutes. Call the question on your vote. We have a first and second to support this clinic. Any nays to supporting this clinic? Motion passes. We support the clinic. And we have a queue that I want to try to honor in these 15 minutes. Is this about the motion that just passed?
That's right.
Oh, no, it's passed.
Wait, no, we're getting scared to do that.
Before it was passed, the chair asked the question, what is the sponsorship? And apparently that went over everybody's head. Did it mean that we get vertical tacit agreement? Did we announce it? Is it money involved? Is it faith involved? He raised that. What does sponsorship mean?
Sponsorship means that we'll say sponsored by the LSB.
That's all.
Verbal sponsorship.
Yeah.
That's all that I and we hope that you would be there.
Yeah,
would say on there sponsored by the LSB.
Thank you, John. Let me stick to my list. Actually, you're next on the list, ironically, so you
good time. I think a component part that you might want with this is community sponsorship by the radio station to make announcements.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the real crux of sponsorship, is actually succeeding in getting a message out on the air, okay? And then you would do that through the LS. I think that's a really key part of sponsorship, is getting announcements on the air, that it's a community sponsored, KPFK sponsored, LSB sponsored event. Because that's what makes the difference to turnout.
I'm going to go off my last 11 minutes that we have Ariana.
My question was actually, well, not even a question for Tommy, I'm going to keep a great smelly as well too. About the general manager position, I thought that it should be transparent, we should know who's being hired if we can, because the fact of the matter is, we need to make sure this is the general manager that cares about what's going on in the community. How do we feel about action center programs? How do we feel about Spanish language programs? I come from South Central. I come from a community of brown and black people. So I want to see someone that cares about what's going on in my community be elected. So maybe we can put some expansion within KPFK. I live in KPFK, and a lot of times it's just stuff that I know I may listen to because of my athleticism. What about my community? Is this something that's getting into the sponsor? And these are the people that are oppressed. These are the people who need to act. And so I feel like the general manager position is very important. We need to know who's being hired.
Mm-hmm. Next on the queue, Michael.
I'll try to be brief, but as I said earlier in the meeting, I was a member of the News Director Search Committee back in the day when KPFK had a news director. We maintained confidentiality very well, but we did discuss in public what the criteria were in advance of inviting people even to apply for the job. So I think that that discussion has nothing to do with confidentiality or with people's right to apply for that without being made public. And I think those things need to be put out to the public, not just to the other members of the board. People got very hot on the caliber early in this meeting that they thought that somebody was putting on a town hall meeting without the decision of having it through the LSB. And this is a much bigger decision, and it was made without bringing back the LSB for approval of the right for the committee to do it on its own. I think that was a grave error, that people got so hot about the other thing we speak about.
Thank you, Michael. I'm going to just remind the board, I do have a queue and you're on it next. Remind the board we have about 9 minutes left. We've extended the time.
If we want to honor the public with the 5 minutes we've offered them, we need to keep that in mind. 5 minutes for finance, 5 minutes for future agenda items. And your next number.
The item on the agenda was a GM search committee report, not a discussion about the bylaws on the GM search committee or going back over past this. Please, let's move the agenda forward for respect to the public's opportunity to ask questions. And after they get a finance report.
Can I just address the one?
And going off on tangents and responses to a communication will just keep us here all night. We'll be extended another 15 minutes.
Here's what's next on the list.
Yeah. I just want to ask if you know anyone who can help with transmission equipment for this event. We got only a few, and I think we haven't been able to get enough. So we need to have about 30, equipment, so there will be translation to Spanish. But we are doing an outreach for the Spanish-speaking community to be there. So we have pretty much everything, set. But with translation, that situation, we don't have equipment, we don't have enough equipment. So if you know somebody who do have, equipment.
Did you have the bus
I know that we have like 11, and then some of them don't work and stuff, so we need help in that sense.
Now, just the next order of business, if we're going to move through some of this agenda, was a report from the Program Oversight Committee, finance report, future agenda items, public comment. We have 7 minutes to divide up. Next on the list will be a report from our judo. Do you want to do that quickly?
Yes, quickly. Internet program director just comply with the motion that we passed about meeting with the Spanish language programmer, also with the participation of some members of the PROC and MSB.
It's the Program Oversight Committee.
The Program Oversight Committee and the Outreach Committee and the SAE Staff Union. So we have had 2 meetings, and we are trying to develop a system of evaluation and also the future expansion of the Spanish language programs. And that thing, which we haven't been able to achieve, is the I-Trace announcement, I-Trace and police checkpoint, which was a motion that was passed in 2007. So it's been 3 years that we haven't been able to put that motion in effect at the radio station, which means basically breaking news when there is a police checkpoint that could be reported by anybody from the listeners or in other ways, so people can be advised. So that, in that sense, we have failed up to this time.
Thank you for that report. We've got another complete item off of our agenda. Next on the list was finance report. Unless there's any objections, can you make a brief finance report?
2 minutes.
That was 2 minutes.
The last fund drive goal was $1,050,000, and the last report we got from Alan was that they had pledges of $710,000. The shortage, therefore, is, and there's also a problem with fulfillment. We usually fulfill, we get $700,000 pledged, we get 82% of the dollar generally fulfilled because some people just don't pay the bill. So we have an expected value of $582,000. I understand, because I've heard through the rumor mill, there's another fund drive planned, and I actually heard you announce it today, but not actually the date. Is it? I've heard it's a three-week drive. What is the goal of your?
No, it's not a three-week drive. It's December 7th through December 19th.
7th through 19th. Okay. And what's the goal? How much money?
$400,000.
Great. Because basically we're not making enough money to sustain ourselves. So we have to start performing better on these fund drives. That's the bottom line. There's the problem around the network is the same. We're actually in better shape than the rest of the network. That's the good news and the bad news. The fact is that we're not doing well enough to sustain ourselves. Summer, do you want to make a few remarks about them to the other stations in the national picture?
Sure.
Sure. As John was saying, we're the healthiest station in the network, meaning we had a $100,000 surplus last year, which if we had the positions of general manager and program director actually filled, we would also be in a deficit position. All of the four stations in the network had a deficit year last year. New York, D.C., Houston, and Berkeley all lost money. We're basically sinking into a hole financially of the network right now, and KPFK is only in front of itself because we don't have positions that are filled. And we still are doing better financially. We still raise more money, but we have huge, I mean, the budget that was presented for New York on Tuesday, yesterday, had a $500,000 deficit in it. It was actually presented to us as a budget that we should vote on with a $500,000 deficit, which of course is insane. We told them deficit must be filled before we can approve this budget. But that's like literally what we're looking at around the network is just huge, huge budget gaps. And in my opinion, still an unwillingness to face the fact that there is an external reality of diminishing fundraising going on out there, and it's being reflected. We have our internal chaos, but we also have an external economic environment going on, and it's been reflected for us in the work. So the situation is financially dire, as always, but probably more so than usual. So.
Thank you very much for the finance report. We've got another item off the agenda. Future agenda items, or we can go to public comment.
Can I?
Public comment.
I would just like to make an official version. I feel there is a maybe misperception on the part of several new board members with the GM stuff. If I just provide like 30 seconds.
No.
Okay. That's fine. But I mean, there are some misperceptions. All the I come back with reports, and some of this was presented 2 months ago. Yeah,
I
want to be in it.
Summer, I can't have you in the form of a question make a long statement.
Sorry, okay, well, I
know that means that was it.
Okay.
That means that was it. And I'd like to entertain the two of you on that. It's a very important issue. It really is. We have 3 minutes to divide up. Are we going to give this public comment, future agenda items?
I'm happy to do that. I just don't want someone else rattling on.
Someone want to make a motion?
Can I move for a public comment?
We have one motion for public comment.
Second.
Second. Any against? Okay, the public has our last 2 minutes, and just a reminder, we will need to put the tables back and clean up when we leave. So first off, Doug.
Our first regarding bylaws, our first to the GM was a very public process. I've won 5 public elections in this county. They know everything about me. That's the way you run for office in this town, and that's the way the GM should be chosen. Under Robert's rules, the chair has no comment. As the idea of him paraphrasing each of the members' contribution is ridiculous. If he wants a comment, he needs to pass the chair to another member. We need to seat our GM or our interim GM or our GM's rep on this board. That's part of our bylaws. If she's sitting in here, have a choice in Lindsay, she might have some idea of what we're doing.
Thank you, Doug. And in response to that,
Robert, no response.
No, you said your chair. I need to respond. You said your chair.
It's public comment. We have 1 more minute.
Right.
And it's an hour minute.
Doug, I'm going to respond to that.
So,
Robert's rules are a great guideline. Well, the point of my paraphrasing something is that if I've got a mumbling person sitting across from me and people aren't clear, I choose to clarify so we're all on the same page. And if I don't have it right, they can say it at that time, and we're all talking the same language at the same time. That's part of my responsibility. Thank you. Bernie, you got a minute.
I'd like to pursue the TRI rebroadcast. Because that program on Smiling West is broadcast on KBCC, and we're rebroadcasting an NPR program the following day. I would like you to describe what the process is for program changing at the station, please.
You want to allow for the rest of your time? Jennifer,
the program director answer your question.
He never did. When he elaborated, he never did.
And Lawrence was next. Thank you.
Did he get him to elaborate on the process?
Well, Bernie, she's referring to Alan, and hopefully we'll get an answer to that.
And
Lawrence is next, and then I'll play the other.
Yeah, I've been hanging around here for probably 2 years. And I, you know, no sight of you, some I had a lot of respect for you, and it's the fact that you struggle to kind of fancy and come out of the country. I have double respect for that, and for what you do in the community as well. But the fact is that most manager selections have been done in the light, not in the dark.
So I hope that the stuff that's executive and legal, that's something that has to be reported out. But in executive session, it is a report out, it's called executive session, and I hope that is inspected in the future. Now, until the immigration summit, I'd like to talk to you about our union game as well.
Thank you very much. And with all due respect, we've gone over our extension. I want to say thank you very much for a wonderful first evening.